A Mississauga man has been charged after an Innisfil senior was targeted in a grandparent scam fraud. South Simcoe Police Service responded to a report of an 85-year-old Innisfil woman receiving calls from an unknown man saying her niece was in jail and money was required for her loved one's release on Wednesday, January 4 at about 2:50 p.m., police said. According to police, a man told the senior someone would be at her home in an hour to pick up the cash, which was several thousand dollars. The victim, who was alone at the time and fearing for her safety, told her sister, who then called police. Officers were able to arrest the suspect at the scene. Thanks to the call to police, officers thwarted the scam and the victim did not lose any money, police said. Mikhail Noriega, 29, of Mississauga is charged with fraud over $5,000. He was released with a future court date, police said. The grandparent scam typically involves a victim receiving an unsolicited phone call regarding a loved one in trouble. South Simcoe police are urging anyone who receives urgent, unanticipated requests for money to be extremely cautious and resist the pressure to comply immediately. Hang up the call and contact a family member to verify the story or call police for help, police said. Never provide personal or financial information to an unknown caller or anyone whose identity you have not confirmed. Residents, please speak to the seniors in your life and remind them about these scams. Last November, York Regional Police arrested two people after a 95-year-old York Region woman lost more than $19,000 after falling victim to a grandparent scam. The woman originally was defrauded of more than $13,000 last October, according to police, and then another $6,000 when a suspect called to demand more money November 1. The suspect then came to the victim's residence in a vehicle, with a second suspect driving, to collect the cash. Investigators located the vehicle and arrested an 18-year-old man from Brampton and a 21-year-old woman from Cambridge.